Hey, 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 welcome to the Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey. I'm a wellness enthusiast and entrepreneur. This podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, discusses ways to get you healthy and show you how to use wellness as a business tool. Now, over the years, I've helped numerous 500 government and business owners implement various wellness programs to help their workforce and employees stay healthy in order to be productive. But obviously, you know, for me, some things stood out. And I saw where wellness was truly looked upon as being a business tool. Now, most small business owners and entrepreneurs only focus on things like hardware, software, and tangible equipment as necessary tools to run a successful business. But let's face it, if you're not healthy, you're not able to perform at your best, then your business won't be at its best either. You see, to run your business, you may wear many hats, as you already do, a marketing hat, a sales hat, an IT hat, and for some, even an HR hat. So today, considering all those things, I am going to talk about motivation and the secret to making it last. I am Coach Harvey. This is The Healthy Side of Business, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonqueChavette.com. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us. This is Coach Harvey, and this is The Healthy Side of Business. So imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and chuckling at another video of adorable pets or funny quotes or something that's plain old crazy. We pretty much do it every day. And then you see it. The fit, toned model smiling at you, maybe flexing, you know, the strategically formatted words screaming at you. Flat abs, drop 10 pounds. Muscle made easy. It's an ad for a diet or fitness program, and I laugh because we all know what they look like, and it's calling your name. Click me, click me. You know, I can help you. I can help you become ridiculously good looking. I can motivate you. I can make you feel so good. Yeah, right. You know, well, hey, listen, that's an ad that we often see, but we all know that surface level motivation doesn't last. The promise of six-pack abs may be enough to keep you working out for a few weeks. We've all been there. But unless there's a bigger reason why you want to get in shape, you'll quickly run out of motivation. But what if you could find a deep source of motivation, a source that will fuel you at 5 a.m. when you don't want to get out of the bed? A source of relentless motivation that's always with you. Well, you can. But you have to ask yourself some scary questions first. Now, fair warning, this kind of introspection, this kind of deep thinking, it can be uncomfortable, even painful. Now, when I have my coaching clients go through certain exercises, like ones that I'm going to share today, they uncover some pretty messy things, like the shame of having gained 30 pounds after having kids, or the helplessness of realizing they can't bend down to pick up a pencil off the floor, or the regret that comes with admitting you're not that kind of active, inspiring father you want to be. Uncomfortable? Yes. Painful? It can be. But once you confront these truths, you'll discover the real reason why you want to exercise more and eat healthier. And you'll gain the motivation you need to get and keep the body you've always wanted for good. But more importantly, now is the time to commit to overall wellness to stay as healthy as possible, especially during these challenging times. So grab a pen and paper to take some notes. As I said earlier, today's podcast is called Motivation, the Secret to Making It Last. Now I'm going to show you just how to get motivation that actually lasts. All right, forget bikini bodies and big arms. Here's the real secret for getting motivated to transform your body. Now the magazines have it all wrong. You know, we see the promise of six-pack abs, you know, which may seem great at this time, but you know, the minute that life happens and stress heightens or even frustration occurs, we go looking for that quick fix. Again, I laugh because I can relate. You know, I can relate. The fix that we look for is one that will comfort us. And it's usually like a delicious burger or two, or perhaps, you know, several slices of pizza. And now instead of becoming a snack, we end up eating the snacks. I'm going to say that again for y'all who may have missed that one. Instead of us being the snack, we end up eating the snacks. All right. I don't know about you. I wouldn't mind being a snack. All right. Now, as a coach, I started having my clients look a little deeper, and their success rate skyrocketed. You see, to achieve real lasting change, many people have to confront the emotional pain that's making them want to change. Now, once they do, you know, the motivation is crystallized. And that's often far more powerful than any single exercise plan or diet approach. The challenge is uncovering it. Now, here's an example. People may come to me and, hey, coach, I need a diet plan. Hey, coach, I need a workout. You know, there's nothing magical about that per se. That's part of, you know, the process. But, you know, a person says, hey, I like to lose some weight. Give me an exercise plan. Give me a workout plan. That's great. That's fine. And I often will do that, but only after I have a chance to have a conversation with them. Because what I need to do is to help them uncover their true why. All right. So step one, find your true why. This is one of the secrets to lasting motivation. Your why is the reason behind the reason, behind the reason, behind the surface reason you want to make a change in your life. You see, we got to dig just a little bit deeper to find out what it is that we really want to do. So here's what I tell people sometimes. Hey, you know, I may hear, hey, coach, I like to lose weight, or I like to have, lose weight or have six-pack abs or whatever. And what I do is reframe the statement and say, well, you know what? So what you're really telling me is that you like to be healthy. You know, you want to get healthy because as a byproduct of getting healthy, you'll lose weight, you'll lose body fat, and potentially uncover the six-pack abs. So finding your why is a shortcut to finding your pain because often your deepest reason for wanting to change your body or habits can cause you to think negatively. For example, the shame of having gained 30 pounds after having kids. You know, why does every other mom seem to have it all together? Or dad, in that case. Or the helplessness of realizing you can't even bend down to pick up a pencil off the floor. or the regret that comes with admitting you're not that kind of active, inspiring father you want to be. These are all the whys that drive change. Now, don't settle for the easy answer. Getting to your deepest reason requires some introspection. You got to give it some thought. You got to get a little deeper. Now, I'm going to take a little break here, but when we come back, we're going to go over an exercise called the five whys, all right? And get your paper and pen handy, because this will be a great exercise that you're going to be able to use, not just for, fitness and wellness, but again, to use this as a tool to help you do a little deeper thinking, to get lasting motivation, and to use it as a business tool to help you on the healthy side of business. This is Coach Harvey. This is The Healthy Side of Business. I'll be right back.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us, by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey. Again, thank you for staying with us. You know, this is The Healthy Side of Business. And, I want to talk about the five whys. This is an exercise you can do, and it's going to help you to create lasting motivation. Now, here's how it works. What I want you to do is to take your initial reason for wanting to make changes to your nutrition, your workout routine, or lifestyle, and use that as a starting point. All right? So maybe you want to get fit. Now, ask yourself why. Now, keep asking. Now, keep asking, remember, it's called the five whys, until you feel like you've identified the real reason you want to change. Now, before I go further, go to coachharvey.now.site, coachharvey.now.site, to see what my infographic of what this looks like. All right, so let's practice this now. Ask yourself why. Here's the first of the five whys. All right. This is an example. Number one, why do I want to change my eating and exercise habits? Maybe your answer is because I want to lose weight. Why number two, why do I want to lose weight? Well, because I want to fit better in my clothes. Why number three, why do I want to fit better in my clothes? Because I want to feel proud of who I am. Why number four? Why do I want to feel proud of who I am? Your answer may be, living in a way that makes me proud to be me means living a long, healthy life. And then why number five? Why is it important to me to live a long life, a long, healthy life? Well, your answer could be, there's more I want to accomplish, and I'm scared I won't be around for my kids when they need me the most. So as you can see, these are the five whys. Keep asking yourself why until you find your compelling reason. Now, keep in mind that we can use this exercise as a business tool also. You know, it's another way for us to focus on the healthy side of business. You can ask yourself the five whys, you know, in any aspect of your business as well. Now, there are two other things that you can do to complete the secret to lasting motivation. Step one was to find your pain. Step two, turn your pain into action. Step three, share your pain. Now, certainly There are more exercises within each of these steps, so please visit the website, coachharvey.now.site, to check them out and to get a little more detail as to how you can use this exercise to get lasting motivation. Also, keep in mind that my coaching program gets into great detail and helps clients dial in more in order to meet their goals by changing their habits. You know, so when you go to the website, shoot me an email, you know, coachharvey99@gmail.com, but it's on the website, coachharvey.now.site, and shoot me an email, shoot me a question. In fact, today, after this podcast, go to the website, email me one burning question that you have, and let me get you on the right track. So I'm going to take one last break, come back and wrap this up. You're listening to The Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Hey, 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 thank you for staying with us. Again, this is Coach Harvey, and this is The Healthy Side of Business. As a reminder, be sure to check out this podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's called A Healthy Side of Business. And of course, I am Coach Harvey. So in wrapping up, I just kind of want to point out a couple things, again, that's going to help you along the way. And of course, go visit coachharvey.now.site and leave me your questions via email, and I will definitely get those answered. So what I want to point out, a couple things. When you're doing your five whys, okay, as I said, don't settle for the easy answer. You know, get to your deepest reason, you know, think deeply, and don't be afraid to ask, and why do I feel this way, or why do I want that? This, you know, may sound like it could be a little routine, but it works. The other thing I'm going to say is put in some work. You know, some people can define and confront their why quickly. For others, it requires a little more time and effort. You know, so practice some meditation or some mindfulness, you know, to help you access uncomfortable thoughts, you know, that you've been avoiding or pushing away, you know, to get started. All right. Find a quiet place. Take 5 minutes. Get somewhere where you won't be interrupted. Again, you want to really address those whys. Just don't run through these answers, okay? Notice, you know, any of your physical sensations. You know, just kind of be more in tune with your body as you're going through this. Notice if you're asking yourself why, if you're talking about weight loss, you know, do you tense up? You know, get in tune with yourself. Notice any emotions and thoughts that you may have. Again, this is something that's going to take you to where you need to get to the root cause to get that lasting motivation. Because again, you know, results from the physical happen automatically. You start your workout program, you're eating clean, you're doing whatever you're doing, and you look in the mirror tomorrow, doesn't appear to be any change. You may even look in the mirror 7 days from that day, and it may not appear to be any physical change. But you may notice that you are able to walk up a flight of stairs without breathing hard. You know, you'll notice that maybe, oh, wait a minute, I got a little more endurance. So the physiological changes are happening. But if you're not in tune to that, you're going to probably get discouraged because, again, you didn't go through your five whys to get to the real motivation, a real reason for this. So what you may find out is that, yeah, I want to lose weight because I want to get a six-pack. But by the time you go through this exercise, you may find out that you want to do this because you just want to be around longer for your kids, or you want to be fit enough to survive an emergency. Maybe you want to be fit enough to participate in a parade, whatever it may be. So go through those five whys. Ask yourself three questions right now. What am I feeling physically? What am I feeling emotionally? And what am I thinking? You may find it helpful to jot down a few notes after each session. But if you do this, you're going to notice that you're going to start getting into what are the causes and start getting into how to address it. And then you're going to start realizing the real secret to motivation. So again, thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., it's called The Healthy Side of Business. I'm Coach Harvey. Send me your emails. Go to the site, coachharvey.now.site, and I will gladly respond to your emails and get you going in the right direction. Everyone, please be well, stay safe. See you next time.